Okay, let's get into Perek Chaf Gimel of Sefer Yechezkel. And this Perek is continuing the tragic story of Yerushalayim's downfall and the forecast that Yechezkel is saying. And this tells the story in the form of the two women. One woman is the symbol of Yerushalayim and Yehuda, and one woman is the symbol of Yisrael, the 10 tribes, Ahaliva and Ahala. Two women, right? So this is also reflected in the kina that we say on Tisha B'Av night after we say Eicha. So there's a kina called Shomron Kol Titein Mitzuni Avonai La'eretz Acheres Mitzuni Avonai Va'ahaliva Tizak Nirsrifu Amonai V'Tamar Tzion Azavani Hashem. Right, Ahaliva is the name of Yerushalayim, and Shomron there is the name of the other woman in the story. But there also the name Ahala is used. So just like in this parak, Ahala, who are the 10 tribes, and Ahaliva is Yehuda. And they're each complaining. And this parak starts, this parak discusses the fact that they both Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yehuda, went against God and rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's given in the form, as we've seen before, and the Radak points out again, in the form of Znus, that's how it is described, but it means Avodah Zarah. Again, Znus might have been performed, but Avodah Zarah is the key. In the Kina, they are both, the Kina is looking at it afterwards, after the punishment, Ahaliva and Ahala are competing with each other, and Shomron, or Allah also, competing with each other, who had more tsaris, who had more difficulties, who was more in a difficult state. That's what the tsara is, how it is described in the kina. And at the end of that kina, we daven, HaChomel al dal, Chamol al dal usam, the Hashem, who is Chomel, be Chamol on their dalus, on all the tribes, who re'e shomam osam, ba'orek galusam, see the galus, al tiksof ad ma'od, re'e shiflusam, right, don't be angry, see their lowliness, va'al lo'ad tizka, ravonam v'sichlusam, don't forever remember their sin, their foolishness, refana eshivram v'nachim ave'lusam, ki ata sivram v'ata yelusam, you're the only healing, chadesh yamenu kimei kadmonai, kinamecha boni Yerushalayim Hashem. That's how we end the kina, and that's how, as we learn this parak, which the kina is based on, we also have that same tefillah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us learn this parak, but let us reach the day that the parak is no longer lemaisa in terms of the tsaris, but it is really what we remember of the geula. So the parak starts off, Vayhi Devar Hashem Elai Limar. Again, Yechezkel is told by Hashem, Ben Adam Shtaim Nashim Banos Im Achas Hayu. There are two women that are daughters of one mother. Daughters of one mother, right? They came, both came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They came from one source. They came from Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and then the Shvatim. But what happened? Vatiznena b'Mitzrayim bin Urehen. Even from the beginnings, the roots already in Mitzrayim, they weren't perfect. We weren't perfect. Vatiznena Mitzrayim bin Urehen, Zanu, Shama Moachu Shedehen. There, they played around and they weren't, loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the mashal is given in terms of acts of infidelity and acts of licentiousness. Visham isu dadi b'sulei, and they let their violators be physical with them. Ushmosam, and their names were. What were their names? Ahala Hagdola. Ahala was the bigger one. That was the 10 tribes, and it's bigger. V'ahaliva achosa. Ahaliva, right, what is that? Ahali, my tent, ba, is in it. That's the Beis HaMikdash. That's talking about Yehuda. Ahali, ba. Ahaliva. Achusa. Vatihena li, vatilana, banu, banas. Hashem said it started off. They were to me, and we had a lot of children, right? Bnei Yisrael had many children in Mitzrayim. We went out of Mitzrayim, and things were going okay. Ushmosan, Shomron, Ahala, v'Yerushalayim, Ahaliva. Again, Shomron, the northern kingdom. Shomron was the city that was eventually built in the north. Ahala, v'Yerushalayim, Ahaliva. Vatizen Ahala Tachtoi. So what happened first? Ahala, Shomron, the 10 tribes. They were Mizaneh. Vatagav Alma Havea El Asher Krovim. What does Nus mean? Instead of turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so many times we read through Sefer Malachim, through Sefer Yeshayo, instead of turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they turned to the neighboring nations. They wanted to be like the neighboring nations. So it mentions a number of nations here. They turned to Ashur HaKrovim. So Rashi quotes the stories back in Malachim Beis, Perek Tezvav. Right, we can remember some of these stories. Malachim Beis, Perek Tezvav. What happens? Shalom ben Yavesh. Shalom became was king, and then he was assassinated. Assassinated. V'Almanachem ben Gadi Mitirtza. Menachem went and assassinated Shalom, and Menachem becomes king. Yaken Menachem is Tifsach, v'Hasharbav is Gula Mitirtza. And when Menachem comes king, what do they do? V'Yas Hara b'nei Hashem. Lo Sar Miachados Yerovam Menavata Shechlis Yisrael Kol Yamav. The king Menachem did not stop the sins that Yerovam had done. And what does he do? Ba Pul Melech Asher Al Haaretz. Pul, the king of Asher, came. Vayitein Menachem, instead of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does Menachem do? He tries to give him gifts. Vayitein Menachem lapol elef kikar kesef v'lios yadav ito lachzik hamamlacha biyado. He tries to make a treaty. Tries to make a treaty with Pul. Right, that's what's being referred to here. They went to Asher HaKrovim. Also, in Perek Yud Zayin, there in Malachim. Yud Zayin Dalet, Hoshea ben Ela. Hoshea ben Ela also goes to Mitzrayim, as we will see. Bishnah 12 la'achas melech Yehuda malach Hoshea ben Elo bishomrona Yisrael teisha shanim vayas hara b'nei Hashem again olav shalmaneser melech Ashur. So Ashur at this stage was going against him. Vayilo Hoshea eved vayashav lo mincha vayimsa melech Ashur b'Hoshea kesher Ashur shalach malachim also melech Mitzrayim lohela mincha lemelech Ashur b'kishana b'shana. Right there too. So two times that we have there in Malachim Beis, that the Malchei Yisrael are looking to Ashur for help. Right, eventually, we know what Sancheriv did to all of the B'nai Yisrael. So what happened? So Ahala, back to the Psukim, was Mizaneh, meaning she went to find Ashur. Levushei Tcheles, Pachus, Uskanim, Bachurei Chemed, Kulam, Parashim, all the fancy men in Ashur, means all the fancy Avodah Zarahs, Rochvei Rezusim, Vatitein Taznuzeha, Aleihem, Mivchar B'nai Ashur Kulam, all the chosen ones. Ubechal Asher Agva, Bechal Giluleihem Nitma. And she was Metami herself. She defiled herself with all of the princes of Asher, again, the Ratzon, the root of being like the other nations. How many times in our history do we yearn to be like the other nations, right? Even when we ask for a king, we want to be like the other nations. And other times. Vestaznu seha mi Mitzrayim lo azava. She did not leave this nus even going back to Mitzrayim. Ki osa shachvu bin ureh vehema isu dadib suleha. There, they acted inappropriately. Vayishpachu taznusam aleha. Right, all this nus. Interesting, it says, they didn't leave this nus for Mitzrayim. What does Mitzrayim have to do with it? So the Rinas Yitzchak points out the Beis Halevi in Parshas Beshalach. In Parshas Beshalach, Beis Halevi notes that the Mitzrayim are held accountable for two terrible things that they did to B'nai Yisrael. Mitzrayim b'shibudam shtei ros asu l'Yisrael. One is ros haguf. Physically, they were mishabit as b'chomer b'lveinim. But if that was it, Hashem could just physically hurt and punish the Mitzrayim and take us out, but it didn't happen. There was another ra, raz hanefesh, shechtiu v'kilkulu asam adei shibutam kasha, that they were mishabit us and they caused us to sin, whether it's avodah zara, whether it's a lack of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, whatever it is, like the Medrash, halal odei avodah zara, halal odei avodah zara, but Hashem says, I know they did this b'toch ones. Ansu lam avodah zara v'kilkulu v'echtiu osam v'nafsho osam. And that's why there are ribi hamakos, explains the Beis Halevi, because the mita k'neged mita was that there has to be so much Yad Hashem that is manifest that it counters, it brings the B'nai Yisrael back to where we were beforehand, that we have the tremendous emuna, not just for the Mitzrayim, but in HaKadosh Baruch Hu of B'nai Yisrael. V'zeo atam shal ribi hamakos v'yisrim shal shalach l'paro, v'ribi hamovsim shayu b'hamakos, t'kivan t'ikr chet paro haya b'met t'kilkalam b'hishris b'libam hara, because paro, so much of what he did was because of the evil, and he took the Hashem's thoughts out of their thoughts. Akin bo alav kol onshe mida keneged mida. That's why mida keneged mida. V'tachlis amaya kedei lahashus belibam she Yisrael yiras Hashem v'lakar belibam kol neta v'shorish harash hishrusu belibam. And that's why he needed all these onshim. But then he adds, when they were chote by the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama yechra abcha Yisrael b'amecha asher hotseisa mimitzrayim. Why does Moshe relate back to Mitzrayim? So the Medrash says, Moshe was saying that even if they would have been in Shibud Mitzrayim, and they were all over the Avodah Zarah, this never would have happened. This was the roots of it. This is the roots, and it wasn't totally hushrash out. So gam b'tziyasam, nishar adayin etzal Yisrael, ksas roshem mitumasam shal Mitzrayim. They fell again, right? It's like they had You know, it was in remission, and then it came back and attacking. The cause that it had a cancerous infection. The cause that Nimshach Machva Shlucham Oz, it was all because of that. So, suggest the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe that's part of what Yechezkel is saying here. V'tasnuseha mi Mitzrayim, they never left the Zuz from Mitzrayim. Here they're being Mizaneh, so to speak, with Ashur and with other nations, but the root of it is from Mitzrayim. And there were Magala Ervasa in all of these. Good, that was all, first 10 psukim, that was all about Ahala, Shomron, the 10 Shvatim. And then they were exiled. But what happened? V'terachosa Ahaliva, Ahaliva, the smaller sister, so to speak, sees. And what does she do? She doesn't learn from what happens. V'tash please like Vasa Mimena, she also bears herself. V'es taznu seha miznuni achosa. Right? She does the exact same znos and even worse. V'erek ki nitma derech erech lech l'shteyem. V'tosef al taznu seha. V'tera anshe mechuka lakir tsal mekasiyem. What did she do? She went even further. She had pictures on the wall. Mechuka lakir. What does that mean? The Radak says, after, besides, again, the mashal, besides actually being with her lovers, she drew pictures on the wall to dream about and to wish and desire even when the people aren't there. And again, Avodah Zarah, there was such a taiva for Avodah Zarah in the mashal. The Radak says, Omerov chashkam bahem uveluvushein uvaseyem, tziros ala malakir lor osam tamid. Kiyamra, right? To see them always. I want to be like them. I want to follow their customs. I want to follow their values. They even drew them on the wall. Chagore Azar b'masneim. They had belts on. This Asher and also Bavel. Seruche tfulim b'rasheim. Fancy things on their heads. Right? The Radak even points out that we know in Masechet Shabbos, Babylonians wore belted. Right, had belts on. Because when is it considered that you started a meal, and therefore, if you didn't have a mincha yet, there are different halachas. Meimasai has chalas achila. Rav Amar mishiito yadav. Rav Chanina Amar mishiyata chagura. When you undo your belt, and Rashi and the Gemara says halan v'halahu lebnei Babel mishiyata chagura. Because in Bnei Babel they wore belts. That's what's alluded to here also. Chagura ezar b'masnehem v'chulu. And the psukim continue that Ahaliva did not do any better and actually did even worse. Vayavo, and after Ashur, now Pasuk Yudzayim, Vayavo Elah Bnei Bavel. So now Bavel, the times when we try to go to Bavel and where you're connected to the values and the society of Bavel, again, instead of focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says this is referring to Chizkiyah, when Chizkiyah was too friendly with Bavel. When did that happen? After Chizkiyah was sick, we know the story, Brachas Daf Yud also discusses it. After Chizkiyah was sick, Yeshayahu came and he got 15 years added onto his life. But after that, what happens? The king of Bavel, Barodach, Baladan ben Baladan, sends presents, right? Chizkiyahu, right? Refuah Shalema cards. Malachim beis perachaf, beis yishal Barodach, Baladan ben Baladan, melech Bavel svar mumincha. Kishamach, yilchala Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu hears, and what does he do? Vayarim es kol beis nechosu. He does something inexplicable, right? He opens up the beis HaMikdash. He shows them everything in the beis HaMikdash. Es hakesev, es hazav, es habesamim, es shemen atov, es beis kelev, es kol asher nimsa bos rosav. Everything in the treasure houses. Sometimes it even means the Aron code. They open the Aron to show them the Luchos. Lo haya davar asher lo haram chizkiyo bebeiso uvechol b'mshalto. There was nothing Chizkiyo didn't show him. Again, you wanna say thank you for the present? Fine, but don't go overboard. What it happens? Yishayo anavi comes. Vayavo Yishayo anavi al melech Chizkiyo. Vayomer lov. Ma'amron Hashem ha'elo me'ayin yavo elecha. Vayomer Chizkiyo me'eretz rechoka bo mi'bavel. Vayomer ma'ro b'veisecha, what they see. Vayomer Chizkiyo es kol asher b'beisi ra'u lo hayadavar asher lo her'esim b'otra sai. Nothing I did not show them. Yishayo says, Shema davar Hashem. Hine yamim bayim v'nisa kol asher b'veisecha. You showed it to them, it's going to all be carried off. Vasher atzra v'osecha rayom hazeh b'vela lo yivaser davar amar Hashem. Nothing will be left. There's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, whether the Aron was taken or the Aron was buried underneath. So that pasuk sounds like everything was taken. Everything might include the Aron, right? But again, according to what the Rama paskins, like the other opinion, it's buried underneath the Kadosh Kadashim, Shlomo Melech foresaw there would be a destruction, and Yoshiyahu, the earlier king, had put it into that secret place. Okay, but Bavel comes, same thing, the Znus with Bavel, but take a Nafshamayim, and eventually, as Yechezkel says, all these nations that are considered your lovers and the ones that you want to be like, they will ultimately be against you. Vatarbes Taznu Sehel, Liskoros Yimeinu Ureha, Asher Zonsa Be'eretz Mitzrayim. They remember again what it was like back in Mitzrayim, again, both by Ashur and by Bavel. Mitzrayim is noted. And Vatagbal Pilag Sheyem, Asher Besar, and they were with their servants, their Avadim, Asher, famous Pasuk, Besar Chamorim Psaram, Vizir Masusim, Zir Masam. Right there, which Pash just means that they acted like animals. They were so chomri. They were so, in adulterous that it was just like animals. Chazal Darshan from here, though, in certain contexts, that certain type of znus does not have the status of znus. Rabbeinu Tam Shita, very well known in this sugya, Rabbeinu Tam Shita quoted in Ksubis and Av Gimel in Tosfos that Bia im Mitzris. Bilas Mitzri is not called Gili Arayus. That answers the question, right? Why did the Tosfos asks that? How is it that Velidrash Lahu Daona Shari? The Gemara Darshan is there. That why do we say that trying to work out with the hegemon that used to come to be Mizana with all the psulims? The Gemara says just say it's Onis is Shari. Ask Tosfos, what do you mean? It's Yarag Val Yavar, one of the big three. V'tibreis Rabbeinu Tam, Dein Chayavin Misa, Abilas Mitzri, Derachmana, Afgerei Lazari de Mitzri. The Torah is Mafkir, says it doesn't have the status of Zerah. Dichsiv, Vizir Masusim Zir Masam. Umaisi Raya, and the Raya is from Sanhedrin, Esther. Esther, why does the Gemara say by Esther in Sanhedrin? Esther was Befarhesia, how does she do it? Why does the Gemara say it's Gili Arayus? Much more basic question. How can Esther go to Achashverosh, which is Gili Arayus? The answer is it's not Gili Arayus in that case. When we tell Kach, and Rabbeinu Tam even Paskin that way, Kiti Rabbeinu Tam Labas Yisrael Shehimira, Ubal Ovid Kochavim, a guy who was Mizana with a Bas Yisrael, who was a Mumar. What happened? And when they came back, Lekaim Alosov Kachavim Kishin is Gayer. They laid. She eventually did tshuva, and then he converted. He allowed them to stay together because it's not called to be earlier. To lo shayach lameimar echalabav echalaboel bevias mitzri to havik bevias behema. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The Rivam there argues no. Even through bevias akum, there's an isur labayla, right? And that's what we know by Esther. Kasher avadati avadati. What does it mean? After Achman Lazari, that just means in terms of yichus. There's a yichus in terms of a father-child offspring relation, but not doesn't mean in terms of the bia. Again, big discussion, but it's based on this pasuk of here in the middle of Sefer Yechezkel. Good. V'lachein, let's continuing. Ahaliva. So now Ahaliva and Ahala both have been parable, and Hashem says that this is something that we have to try to eradicate and punish. I just forgot one other point I wanted to mention. Mitzrayim also is known for znus. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in this commentary on Chumash, a very strange chazal, unusual chazal. Rashi quotes it that Yosef Atzadik gave mila to all the Mitzrayim. Why did he give mila to all the Mitzrayim? Is that one of the Sheva Mitzvos? Why Dafka? So explains Rabbi Yaakov, based on Sifra Svarim Mekubalim, Yosef was trying to be misakin the root problem of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was all about Gashmius and Znus and Basar, and you find a few times, right, they were Shtufei Zima, right, and that's why the being mal and circumcising, there are many sources that talk about that, somehow minimizes and limits the koach ha-taiva in a person, right, and that's why in Sefer Yoshua, after everybody got bris mila, what does the pasuk say in Parakei? Achrei shamalz bnei Yisrael amar, hayom galosi es cherpatz Mitzrayim aleichem. The cherpa of Mitzrayim, because to be an Arel is like to be Mitzrayim, to have no holds barred in this area. So again, that's the pasuk also here in pasuk Chabalot. So what does Hashem say? Lochein aloi v'akom Hashem alakim. Yini meir mavayach alayach. So now comes the punishment. The first 21 psukim are about what they've done wrong. So now they're going to get punished. All of your lovers and all of the other nations that you wanted to connect to, they will become against you. Meir sam alayach alayach es asher naka nafshi mehem. They will be repulsed by you. Veveisim alayach misaviv b'nei bavel v'kol kastim bavel kastim asher pekod shoa koa. All of these generals, they will come and they will fight you. They will fight you. Continuing chavdalev and asati lefnei mishpat. I will put mishpat in front of them. What does it mean? I will put mishpat. Hashem is saying it's not that they're doing mishpat. They're doing my will, right? They're my tool, as we have seen often. V'nasati kinasi bach, I will put my kinna in you. V'yasu osach b'chema, apech v'aznach yasiru, they'll remove your face and your ears. What does that mean? So the Radak and Rashi both quote, it means kahuna and malchus. Kahuna and Malchus, and the Radak goes into why ears are considered the Kohen, because the Kohen is Mashmia, things for you to hear, and the Apecha, right, your Af, your nose, I'm sorry, is will be removed. The Radak says maybe that was what they used to do in the old days by Maisa's Nus. They used to mutilate the woman in order as a Mida Keneged Mida. So again, as a mashal, maybe that's what's said here. If she took as Begadayach, they'll embarrass you, they'll take off your clothes, they'll fight you, they'll do everything. And you won't lift up your eyes to them, they will punish you. Right, talking about the Churban. Right, and this is talking about the punishment, what's going to happen to Ahaliva. Right, Ahala, by the time Yecheskel is talking, is already exiled. But this is what's going to happen to Malchi Yehuda. That's what all his nevuas are about. And as much as they showed love for you, or you show love for them, they will leave you. They will show hatred for you. Pasach haftes, v'asu osach besinna, v'lachu es kol yigiech, v'azavach erim ve'erio, they'll leave you with nothing, and naked. Skipping a couple of psukim, again, each one of these psukim we could focus on. Vishasit, the psukim continue, that you're going to drink the cup of a tragedy, kos shama ushmama kos achosech v'shamron, and eventually what are you going to do? Vishasit so matzis, you'll drink it, and you'll squeeze it out. Vescharaseh tegaremi, and even the charasim, the shards, you're going to break. You're going to break and suck on it. So what does that mean? Right. So the Matsudas David says, and others say, maybe it means that you'll be so starving, so you'll have to break the shards in order to drink something. Or maybe it means that they're so drunk and they love the wine as a mashal. They love the avodah zarah. They'll do everything they can to try to get to the last drop. Charaseh tegaremi. Right. Different pshatim. Afishadayach tenateki. And you will detach your shadayim, your breasts. What does that mean? So the Radak says that breasts symbolize nourishment. It will be cut off because galus and churban leaves to bittul Torah. Right? So much Torah has been forgotten since we went into galus. There's no centrality of Torah, and maybe that's what it means. Shadayach tenateki, and that's what the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Malachim. That's what we daven for. By Geula, we don't only want Shibud Malchius to be removed, but we want Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, when Mashiach comes, that's what we all daven for. Lo nisavu chachamim neviim v'chachamim limos haMashiach, lo kedei shilishtu hakol ha'olam, v'lo kelo sheyerdu bagayim v'chulu, ela kedei shepnuyim b'tor v'chachmasa, v'lo yielam nogiz u'mevatel, u'ba'oso zman lo yisham lo rav lo melchama lo kinav lo tachris. No, it'll only be v'lo yeh esek kol ha'olam elo l'das HaShem b'lvad. That will be what everybody is into. And that's what this, the tragedy of the Torah that has been removed. Shadayach tenateki. The Malbim says, Yerushalayim is called Shadayim, because Yerushalayim nourishes the world. Kimitzion teisei Torah. Right? Through Torah, through the Rem of the Tosfos in Bava Basra, and Daf Chaf Aleph, when we used to go to Yerushalayim for Maaser Sheni, for Aliyah LeRegel, it was an inspiring environment, and we took it with us even after we left Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim will be gone. So the Radak says Shadayim here means Torah. The Malbim says it means Yerushalayim. Rabbi Breuer says maybe it symbolizes it means literally Shadayim. Like earlier in the Perek, it spoke about how we used our Shadayim for sin in terms of the Maisa's Nus, but here it's like they're trying to remove their Shadayim in a Maisa Tshuva. Maybe that's what it's referring to, that in the future that's ultimately what's going to happen. Okay, either way, Lachain Komar Hashem Elokim Yan Shachach Tosi, because you have forgotten me and you have done this, so therefore this is going to be your punishment, the Chulu, and the Averos continue. And the Averos continue, the other ones are mentioned in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, murder, and Tumas Mikdash, Shabsosai Chilelu, Shabbos, we discussed that in the past, as Shabbos is Keneged all of the mitzvos. And finally, Mem Gimel, Omar, and Hashem says, after everything that happened, Labala Niyufim, I thought that eventually it's going to be done, and you're going to get tired of it, and you're going to come back to me. That's what I thought. But didn't happen. Ata yiznu tazno sehavahi. She's still in the same state, and they didn't do tshuva. Right? Hashem leaves us the possibility of doing tshuva. Vayavo ela kabo elisha zona, kein bo el ahala ve'el ahaliva, ishas hazima. So what's going to happen? You don't stop doing it, and therefore, this is what is going to happen. Anoshim sadikim, righteous men, or as the Radak quotes his father, not righteous, but they're righteous because they're acting for me, are going to come. You will be punished. And anyone who hears about it will will learn, right? As the pasuk says in pasuk mem ches, v'nivasru kol anashim, anybody that sees what happened, the women will see and they'll learn not to act like you, right? The Gemara in Sota Dav Zayin learns from there that an isha sota is punished in public in front of other women to be able to so they can learn. But the last five words, vidatem ki ani Hashem Elokim. As we know, the whole purpose of any onesh is to know that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not just about stam punishing, but it's about coming back to Hashem. Bez Hashem, we should be zochet to that, and as the kina ended off also, Hashem should have rachmanis on us regarding this parsha. Okay, we'll stop here.